The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday afternoon. Welcome to our listeners on WRFD 880 AM and 104.5 FM in Columbus, Ohio. And also welcome to our listeners on WTBN Faith Talk 570 and 910 AM in Tampa, Florida. A little bit of weather forecast. We are at about 92 degrees in Columbus, and in Tampa, it is a cold, chilly 88 degrees. Yeah, isn't that bizarre? It's hotter in Columbus, Ohio than it is in Tampa, Florida. However, the humidity in Tampa is 67%. Whoa! I'm not sure what it is here in Columbus, but it's not quite that drippy. Anyway, wherever you are listening, whether you're listening over the air or online, thank you for joining me. If you would like to be able to access the stories that you and I will discuss today, go to Facebook, do the little search for Bob Burney Live, B-U-R-N-E-Y. You have to add live on the end, Bob Burney Live. When the page clicks, comes up, just click on like. Or if you're into Twitter, my Twitter handle is at Bob Burney, B-U-R-N-E-Y, Live. Just a quick little closed circuit to our Ohio listeners. The Ohio Right to Life has endorsed Donald Trump in the next election. The president, Mike Gonadakis, said this November it is critical that we vote our pro-life values at this pivotal time in our nation's history. It is imperative that we remain focused on our mission of ending abortion and instilling a culture of life throughout our nation. I would agree completely. Back in the primaries before the last presidential election, Donald J. Trump was at the very, very bottom of my list of candidates, and I mean the absolute bottom of my list. I was not a supporter of Donald Trump at all. However, when the nominations came around and the Republicans nominated Donald Trump and the Democrats nominated Hillary Clinton, my choice was made primarily because of the courts and the pro-life issue. You know, listen, folks, in your life, you must determine what hills are worthy to die on. I think most of you know what I mean by that. What are the hills that you are willing to die on? And when it comes to politics, to be really honest, there aren't a whole lot of hills that I'm willing to die on. Life is one of those issues. I don't care where else a political candidate stands on any other issue. If they are pro-abortion, I'm done. Can't. I can't do it. I can't. So with great intrepidation, I pulled the lever. Well, I don't think there was a lever. But I voted for Donald Trump. And you know what? Sometimes he has driven me absolutely crazy. There have been dozens of totally cringeworthy moments during his presidency where I just wanted to go somewhere and hide. It's true. But he has kept almost every promise that he has made, particularly in the pro-life realm. He has kept almost every promise that he has made. He has completely transformed the federal judiciary. What was it, last week or the week before, marked the 200th federal judge nominated and approved under the Trump administration. Almost a record at this point in the first term of a presidency. And overwhelmingly, they have been constitutionalists. That's the important thing. Conservative, liberal, Republican, Democrat. I want a judge that will uphold the Constitution. I don't want a judge who legislates from the bench. I don't care whether they're conservative, liberal, Republican, Democrat. I want them to interpret the Constitution. And for the most part, the president's nominees, judicial nominees, have done exactly that. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals out on the West Coast in San Francisco for many years had two distinctions. Number one, the most liberal, left-leaning federal court in America, Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. That was number one. And number two, it was the most overturned federal court in America. They had more decisions overturned by higher courts, particularly the Supreme Court, than any other court in America. It was ridiculous. They were so unbelievably unbalanced and unconstitutional. Today, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco is one of the most balanced courts in America. It's not necessarily consumed by a bunch of right-wing, fanatical, flame-breathing conservatives. No, it's just balanced. It has some liberals, it has some conservatives. It is one of the most balanced courts in America because of the appointments from this administration. So, as we approach the upcoming election, for me, one of the most important things to consider, the courts, particularly the Supreme Court. There is about a 90% chance that the person who sits in the White House during the next presidential term, 4 years, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican, there is about a 90% chance that whoever is sitting in the Oval Office during the next 4-year presidential term will appoint at least one, possibly two, Supreme Court justices. If the Constitution is important to you, if the issue of life is important to you, then your choices in the next presidential election are very narrow. Very, very narrow. So I would hope that people who are driven crazy by some of the things Donald Trump says and does would consider the courts when they go into the voting booth this coming November. And by the way, most of you know this, this is going to be the wildest, the craziest, the dirtiest, the most mud-slinging presidential campaign in modern history. Talk about down and dirty. Oh, my goodness. We ain't seen nothing yet, folks. From both sides. From both sides. It ain't going to be pretty. All right. Hey, here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. We'll be back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Allow me to give you my semi-daily COVID-19 update. We're all going to die! Okay, all right, that's what the news media wants you to believe. Look for these words all over the mainstream media. Spike, surge, resurgence. Oh, yeah, you're seeing that everywhere. Well, you okay. Now, most of you are smarter than the average bear, so you look beyond the hysteria, the hype, the fear, and you look at the actual facts. And before you get carried away with the fear and the hysteria, look at the facts. Whether it is Florida, yes, there is a spike in Florida. Or Ohio, yes, there is a spike in Ohio. Look at some very, very important facts that are not being emphasized in the media, and maybe it will alleviate some of your fears. Here is number one. The number of deaths has been steadily declining for 7 weeks. Declining. Down. Going down. Decreasing. The number of deaths from COVID-19 has been steadily declining for 7 full weeks nationwide. Now, here in Ohio, we have had a very small increase in the number of deaths in the last few days, but it has been very, very small. And please, please, please remember, when you see the number of deaths reported, remember this important fact. Most states are using CDC guidelines in counting COVID-19 deaths. And what does that mean? It means that if a person dies, if they were tested either before they died or after they died, and they were positive for COVID-19, it is considered a COVID-19 death. Now, what if that person had COVID-19 3 months ago, improved, got over it, they were cured, but then they died of pneumonia or they got hit by a car? If they have antibodies in their system at the autopsy, they're a COVID-19 death. And I've used this ridiculous example, but it's true. If a gang member is shot 14 times and he dies, if an autopsy is done or a blood sample is taken and he tests positive for COVID-19, his death is counted as a COVID-19 death. The 14 bullet holes are not even considered. So just be reminded of that. Not all, and it depends on who you believe. And that's really, really tough right now to know who to believe. It depends on who you believe. Some believe that the majority of people who are counted as COVID-19 deaths are people who died with COVID-19. They did not die of COVID-19. You get the difference? It may not have been the cause of death. COVID-19 might not have been what killed them. In fact, the overwhelming majority, and I do mean the overwhelming majority of people who die and have COVID-19, have multiple other medical issues as well. So just keep that in mind. And once again, the number of deaths has been declining steadily for 7 weeks. Well, what about the increased number of cases? Okay, look at who is testing positive. The overwhelming majority of those right now across the board in the United States are young people. Now, there's a couple of things to remember. When this whole thing started, it was only the elderly that were being tested, or at least for the most part. Young people were not even being tested. And all across America, we heard we have to increase testing, we have to increase testing, we have to increase testing. Here in Ohio, we were told we're going to double testing. What was it? Every week, I think. We're going to double the number of testing every week. We're going to, okay. So the amount of testing has increased dramatically. You don't have to be a rocket scientist or a nuclear physicist to understand that if you test more, you're going to have more positive cases. Most of the cases right now are not the elderly, the people that are at risk. They're the people who will not be bothered by this disease hardly at all. In fact, many of the people who are testing positive are young people who are asymptomatic. They don't even know they've got it. So, does that mean then that the spike or the surge means that things are getting worse? Not necessarily. Does it mean more people are dying? Absolutely not. Does it mean that our hospitals are going to be overrun? Nothing indicates that. Has there been an increase in people hospitalized? In some states, in some areas, many areas, spike in cases, a decline in hospitalizations. So, bottom line, just keep things in perspective. Is this COVID-19 serious? Yes. Should it be taken serious? Yes. Should it be discounted? No. Should we be panicking? Absolutely not. Don't panic. Look beyond the news media. The news media, whether it's in Florida or whether it's in Ohio, they want to keep you watching. They want to keep you in panic mode. Don't let them do it. Look beyond the surface. And don't be frightened. Don't panic. All right. Top of the hour break, then we'll be back.